Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is titled, Don't Chase Markets. Don't Chase Markets. And I think you're going to love this episode because a lot of people, you can apply this to entrepreneurship. You can apply this to, certainly to investing, of course, which I'm going to explain. But I really think it's going to help your mindset when it comes to the principles that guide success in business and in money and investing and so forth. So don't chase markets. How do we explain this? Well, what I mean by that is a lot of people that we'll look at the stock market, for example. So like recently, oil has gone through the roof, okay? The oil market, so to speak. And the reason for that is because of the Ukrainian war. So Russia's there's an embargo on Russian oil, so the US and so forth aren't importing Russian oil, so there's a short supply of oil, which means the demand is still high. Short supply means the price goes up. Now, when oil markets rise like that, oil stocks go up, and so people start to want to chase the market. So they say, oh, I'm going to go and buy oil stocks now, okay? Same thing that happens with gold. When inflation goes up, gold always goes up because it's a hedge against inflation. So people start then chasing gold. They're like, oh my God, gold's going up. I'm going to go chase that, right? And during COVID, the tech bubble, I'm going to go chase technology, okay? These are markets. It's the gold, the metals, precious metals market, the oil market, the technology sector, okay? These are markets. And when you chase markets, you tend to actually go and buy them when they're actually at the peak. That's what happens. And so if you chase markets, you end up buying high. And then, of course, when the market settles back to where it should be, you're holding losses, right? That's called chasing markets. And it gets people in a lot of trouble. I think recently with the miners too, like Fortescue Metals and Rio Tinto and BHP, they've had wonderful commodity prices in iron ore. And so people they were buying Fortescue Metals at $25 a share because they're trying to chase the markets, right? Chase high commodity prices. But when iron ore falls drastically and then it gets halved, you're going to lose a lot of money. So what do you do? How do you invest? Before I explain how to do that, I am going to talk about chasing markets when it comes to business. And I think people apply the same logic to entrepreneurship, which gets them in a lot of trouble. It's called shiny object syndrome. And it's where you see someone making money somewhere, you go to chase that particular business opportunity, you chase the market in. Okay, so crypto is a great example. That's an investment. It's not a business, but you chase the market in and you end up buying at the very top because I'm getting in because I can see that's where all the people are making the money at the moment, okay? It can happen in lots of stuff. It happens in business, in property businesses, in a lot of businesses, but typically cyclical businesses, so businesses that follow cycles, which is most businesses, by the way. And so what you'll find is, I see this with people jumping around network marketing businesses. Oh, that company is a lot of people making money there, so I'm going to go there now. Then they find something else where people are making money, and then they jump there, right? Oh, it's a property's gone off. I'm going to be in property now, and I'm going to become an agent because I'm chasing the market because everyone's making money. By the time you get into that, it's probably over. And so you end up just bouncing around all the time, chasing shiny objects or chasing markets, and you never get to experience the growth. And you never really develop any skills, and you never really develop a business and proper long-term clients, and you never develop a reputation, and you never develop these long-term things you need to have success. You just don't develop them because you're jumping around too much. It's easy to jump into something, but then you've got to be staunch and you've got to be stoic and you have to stick with it. If the business is going to produce profits, if it's a historically profitable business model, it's going to produce profits. Again, you just got to stay with it. And too many people are just chasing markets and not actually chasing the skills required to stay in that particular business or that particular stock or property asset, all right, or investment. So a great example would be right now, people are chasing the property market because it's all-time highs. Now they're buying at the peak. Now they're going to experienced losses for quite some time, or plateaus for quite a while, probably a decade. And whereas the ones who bought a house 40 years ago and just stayed with it, they've gone through two great property cycles and they've made millions of dollars. And you can apply that same principle to when you're in business, when you're in the stock market, when you're in property. It's about finding something of high quality that's going to produce profits and going to be great, buying it as an investment and holding it for a long time, or as a business, starting the business and staying there for a long time. That's where the money is. It's staying there. So let me give you this analogy to help you. Too many people are in their boat of success and they're chasing the wind. They're chasing winds. Whereas what they ought to be focused on is making sure their mast is up and their sail is set, right? If you focus on the mast and setting the sail correctly, which is what takes the work and the patience and the effort just to hold the mast up, even while the wind is not blowing, it's very hard to hold it, to set sail while the wind's not blowing. Okay, it is, because you don't see any gusts, you don't see any movement. But the wind will find you in due course. It will always come to you. But you've got to be prepared with your mast up and your sails set. What actually happens and where people make mistakes is they don't focus on setting their mast up or setting their sails, which is their skills and developing the hard stuff in business or investing and in good companies and holding. They instead chase the wind and they chase markets and they chase another shiny object. And if you're just running around trying to chase the wind, but your mast is not up and your sails are not set, you'll never catch the wind. You'll never catch it. You'll get there, and by the time you get there, here's the wind, but your mast is not set up. Your sails aren't cast because your skills aren't developed. Your reputation's not developed. There's no consistency in you. There's no habits, and you won't be ready. So even if you come across the wind, you're not going to be able to sail for a long period of time, because you haven't developed what it takes to have your mast up and your sails set through all seasons and all gusts and all winds. And that is really where the focus ought to be. So it'll feel like sometimes you're going nowhere in your boat. True, it will. You'll feel like you're just like spinning around in circles. You're not going anywhere. You're dead flat in the ocean. But if you focus on having a good, strong mast and your sails set in the right direction, which means working on yourself, your habits, doing the basics day in, day out, showing up, eventually the wind will find you. And when it does, you will be able to sail for quite a long time. And you'll print money, you'll print profits, you'll grow your wealth while everyone else is still chasing markets and chasing the wind. So, great example, I would say, I'm going to use my dad here as an example. He's been in the same property business for 35 years, sailing the same boat, okay? And he's been through two or three big blow seasons. So like lots of wind, mast is up, doing great, right? But he's also been through long periods of time where there's no wind, like none. I remember just after the global financial crisis, rebuilding that business with him together from the ground up, literally. It was just boom, like there was no mast up, almost no sail, got blown over by the GFC. And we had to refigure the mast and the sails. We reset them, and it was years. It was probably 7 years to reset those sails and that mast. Making income along the way and having some small successes and a lot of setbacks and then some more successes and so on, right? It was not easy to put your mast up and set your sails. But now, as the wind hit that business in the last 2 years, with the property market blowing a huge gale, he's arguably having one of the most successful years of his career in property in 35 years. Now, if he had have left the boat to go and find a different boat, or he had have, not done the work to set the sails up, we hadn't put things in place ready for the wind, he wouldn't be having this experience right now. And that is what you ought to be focused on. Okay, don't jump off the boat to another boat, and don't just chase the gales. Okay, don't just chase the wind, and you'll have success at different times. The wind's gonna find you. It'll come. Okay, but for most part in business and investing, a lot of the money is made by sitting still and being in the business and working on it while you can't see any successes straight away. And be prepared to do that for a number of years. And I think that's where people go wrong. I'm talking like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, just boom, boom, just keep doing the same thing, and maybe in year 6, 7, or 8 or whatever it might be, the wind's going to find you and people are going to say, wow, how lucky are they? They're lucky they were in the right place at the right time. You're like, hey, luck. Man, I've been putting this mast up and setting this sail for the last 7 or 8 years. Don't give me luck, right? So there you go. Make sure you got a good boat. Work on setting your mast and setting your sails, and the wind's going to find you during, you know, a number of times during your career. Not all the time, but a number of times. And that's all you need. You just need a few good seasons of wind with a good strong mast and the sails set, and you will win. You will win. So don't chase markets. Buy good quality assets and businesses and real estate assets and start good quality businesses and build on those things and wait for your capital to lift through the wind, okay? So I hope that episode's been effective. I've enjoyed recording this one. I think this is a big, big area that a lot of people can improve on to have success. So thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I think I said on the previous episode, we've hit 71,000 downloads with Money Grows on Trees. Wow. Amazing. We're hitting 10,000 downloads a month. So thank you everyone for downloading and listening. Thanks especially to those that share these episodes to their stories on Instagram and Facebook. I appreciate you. It's great to share this message. We are changing people's lives. People are actually saving money and growing money and changing their mindset and their families and the trajectory of their financial lives by listening to this podcast. So I just want to say thanks again for listening. And if you want to grab any of my books, Money Grows on Trees, go to lloydjross.com. You can grab that one. Or Money Buys Happiness, brand new book, Money Buys Happiness. And if you go to moneybuyshappinessbook.com, you can get that there. A lot of people ask me where to get the books. That's where you get them. Of course, if you go to my Instagram, you can see there's a link there in my bio that if you click it, you'll be able to access a lot of stuff. But also, I've got a Facebook group. It's free. Jump in there, okay? We talk about all sorts of stuff in there. It's called Money Grows on Trees. And you can jump in the Facebook group and swirl around in there. And hey, look forward to seeing you in one of the workshops or at one of our events or whatever it might be. And hey, money does grow on trees if you know which type of trees to plant. So thanks again for listening in. And I'll see you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at lloydjross.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.